Commission report on Kafue River contamination. Governance expert backs proposed MP term limits. And United Nations warns of looming famine in Sudan, Gaza and three other global hunger hotspots. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited, the company responsible for the recent contamination of the Kafue River following the release of tailings into the Chambeshi River, has failed to provide government with a detailed and timely environmental assessment report on the extent of the pollution. Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha revealed that the company's failure stems from its inability to reach an agreement with a consultant to undertake the assessment. Mr. Mposha said government has now taken over the responsibility of conducting a comprehensive assessment to determine the full extent of the contamination, emphasizing that the cost of the exercise will be borne by Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited. Due to the urgency of the matter and the need to avoid further delays, especially given the impact on human health, livelihoods and natural ecosystems, government has stepped in, said Mr. Mposha. He underscored the importance of the assessment, saying that the ministry, through the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, will soon issue a public call for expressions of interest from qualified service providers to carry out the task. Mr. Mposha also appealed to all well-meaning Zambians, cooperating partners and stakeholders to support the process. Stakeholders' technical, financial and logistical support in this critical national effort will be welcome and deeply appreciated, said Mr. Mposha. Meanwhile, Care for Nature Zambia has called for the decentralization of institutions mandated to protect the environment, such as the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, to enable them respond more proactively to environmental disasters like water pollution. Organization Executive Director Sama Kens said the current centralized structure limits the capacity of such institutions to conduct regular inspections, resulting in reactive rather than preventive measures, an approach that poses significant risks to ecosystems. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Kearns expressed optimism that decentralization, coupled with adequate resourcing, would enhance the agency's ability to monitor, inspect, and raise public awareness on pollution prevention. She was reacting to remarks made by Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzovo, who recently urged the Water Resource Management Authority, WAMA, to intensify efforts to curb pollution from gold mining activities. There is also a need for other institutions under the water and sanitation sector to take a more active role in protecting water sources, not just household water, as this would help prevent further damage in the event of pollution, like the recent incident involving Sinometals, which contaminated the Kafue River and Chambeshi stream, leaving many households stranded, said Ms. Kearns.
I think for a long time we have looked at access to safe and clean water, but we are not looking at protecting the sources of water and better access to water for all. That we are looking at as a country will not be achieved if we do not protect our water bodies. And also additionally, not only that, Zambia is losing water, and it has a very fast way from the causes of biodiversity loss to our affected species. It's pollution from the mining companies, but also from plastic pollution. So I think
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has advised the government through the Ministry of Justice to consider including a clause that introduces term limits for members of parliament in the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Yesterday, Minister of Justice Princess Kasune informed members of parliament that the public expressed strong views on the proposed Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7, including calls for the introduction of term limits for members of parliament. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said that government must consider such a clause if the Constitution is a people-driven document. It should be uniform with the presidential term limits to give chance to other people with better ideas to foster development in the country, said Mr. Mianda. Mr. Myanda notes that the term limit will also leave more room for the youths and persons with disabilities to take part in decision-making that he says have been sidelined for a long time. He stressed that leadership is about growth, therefore limiting it to only a few people will hinder the country from the growth and development it deserves.
What politics are we talking about if we cannot create enough space, enough room in constituencies where these people need to aspire as members of parliament? I'm in full support of the idea that the members of parliament should be given a term limit of 5 years. That's like the way we have the president, actually, who is restricted to terms only. On that, you know, it becomes something else. So I think if we can arrange it in that manner, then it means that you'll have more opportunities that will be given to other people to come into leadership.
The Youth Senate Initiative has urged young people in Lumezi constituency of Eastern Province to refrain from being used as tools of political violence as campaigns intensify ahead of the parliamentary by-election. Voters in Lumezi will head to the polls on June 26, 2025 to elect a new member of parliament following the conviction of incumbent Munye Zulu. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Youth Senate Initiative President Akim Palata encouraged the youths to focus on constructive engagement with candidates, emphasizing the importance of issue-based politics. Young people must engage candidates on their development plans for the constituency instead of participating in violence, said Mr. Palata. He also appealed to all aspiring candidates and political parties to avoid inciting violence and instead use diplomatic means to win voter support. This is the right time for young people to show the elders that the youth are ready for issue-based politics, not character assassination and violence, said Mr. Palata.
And it cannot be overemphasized that you will never see children of politicians throwing stones. You will never see children of politicians engaging in political violence. And so there is no reason why you should, you know, misbehave and find yourself in trouble at the end of the day. This is the time to demonstrate and prove that the young people of this country are ready to introduce politics, you know, of politics that are issue-based, politics that are devoid, you know, of violence, politics that are devoid of, you know, character assassination.
In African news, the United Nations World Food Programme WFP has warned of increasing hunger in 13 hotspots around the world, with 5 of them facing an immediate risk of starvation and death in the coming months. A latest hunger hotspots report released on Monday by WFP and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, warns that urgent humanitarian action is needed. It adds that there must be a coordinated international effort to de-escalate conflict, stem displacement, and mount an urgent full-scale aid response. WFP's Director of Food Security and Nutrition Analysis, Jean-Martin Boyer, says conflict is the main driver of the crisis. Coming up shortly, Israeli forces kill 51 Palestinians waiting for flour at Gaza aid site. This and more. Stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Israeli forces have killed more than 51 Palestinians and wounded many more after opening fire at an aid distribution site in southern Gaza, witnesses and rescuers say. The Hamas-run civil defense agency said Israeli troops fired on crowds near the aid site of Han Yunis, with more than 200 people reportedly injured. The Israeli military has told the BBC it is looking into the reports. It is the latest and potentially deadliest of the almost daily shootings that have been taking place recently near aid distributions in Gaza.
Sports update.
Trident Football Club has announced the sudden departure of head coach George Chilufya and his assistant Jackson Mwanza, effective immediately. According to a statement released by the club, the duo has decided to leave Trident FC to pursue new opportunities.